Hello, and welcome back to Reservoir's Bible Guide podcast for Lent 2018. This year, during the Lenten season, we're exploring the book of Revelation, focusing on our identity as children of God in a fractured world, and looking for hope as we resist the worst of our times and let Jesus center us. My name is Helen Lee, and I'm on staff here at Reservoir Church. This year's Bible Guide was written by Steve Watson, senior pastor at Reservoir, and I'm happy to share it with you here in podcast form. Thanks for joining us. A reading from the book of Revelation, chapter 12, verse 18, through chapter 13, verse 18. Then the dragon took his stand on the sand of the seashore, and I saw a beast rising out of the sea, having 10 horns and 7 heads, and on its horns were 10 diadems, and on its heads were blasphemous names. And the beast that I saw was like a leopard, its feet were like a bear's, and its mouth was like a lion's mouth. And the dragon gave it his power and his throne and great authority. One of its heads seemed to have received a death blow, but its mortal wound had been healed. In amazement, the whole earth followed the beast. They worshipped the dragon, for he had given his authority to the beast. And they worshipped the beast, saying, "Who is like the beast, and who can fight against it?" The beast was given a mouth uttering haughty and blasphemous words, and it was allowed to exercise authority for 42 months. It opened its mouth to utter blasphemies against God, blaspheming his name and his dwelling, that is, those who dwell in heaven. Also, it was allowed to make war on the saints and to conquer them. It was given authority over every tribe and the people and language and nation, and all the inhabitants of the earth will worship it, everyone whose name has not been written from the foundation of the world in the book of life of the Lamb that was slaughtered. Let anyone who has an ear listen. If you are to be taken captive, into captivity you go. If you kill with the sword you must be killed. Here is a call for the endurance and faith of the saints. Then I saw another beast that rose out of the earth. It had 2 horns like a lamb, and it spoke like a dragon. It exercises all the authority of the first beast on its behalf, and it makes the earth and its inhabitants worship the first beast, whose mortal wound had been healed. It performs great signs, even making fire come down from heaven to earth in the sight of all. And by the signs that it is allowed to perform on behalf of the beast, it deceives the inhabitants of the earth, telling them to make an image for the beast that had been wounded by the sword and yet lived. And it was allowed to give breath to the image of the beast, so that the image of the beast could even speak and cause those who would not worship the image of the beast to be killed. Also, it causes all, both small and great, both rich and poor, both free and slave, to be marked on the right hand or the forehead, so that no one can buy or sell who does not have the mark, that is, the name of the beast or the number of its name. This calls for wisdom. Let anyone with understanding calculate the number of the beast, for it is the number of a person. Its number is 666. Some points of interest here. I saw a beast. Great. The devil dragon has friends. Announcing the rise of the sea beast and the land beast, in a chapter full of parody, we have a demonic trinity. A beast rising out of the sea. This looks a lot like Asia's experience of Rome rising out of the Mediterranean in their powerful ships. They had known 7 Roman emperors, 7 crowned heads. John unmasks these powers as selfish, exploitative liars. They worship the dragon, and yet people buy the lies of empire. When they weren't being crushed by Rome's armies, the world celebrated the peace and victory of Rome. Did you know that much of the world reads this material in Revelation and doesn't think of Rome, but of us? Over the past century, the United States has been the dominant force in the world, economically, culturally, in politics, and in military force. Our calling card has been freedom, democracy, and prosperity, but that hasn't consistently been people's experience of our power, to put it mildly. Much of the world has a love-hate relationship with America. That's always how it is with power and wealth. We think we want it and we worship it, but the cost to our lives and our souls are high. It was allowed to make war on the saints. Empire's war against the innocent powerless is part of its demonic liturgy. In Rome, think crucifixions and brutal lion attacks against Christians. In all times and places, think of public executions and the loud cheers for death of the enemy in war. if you are taken captive. At the heart of the chapter, we get a grim statement of karma and a grim call to endurance. Worship empire, and you'll be its prisoner. Be empire, and you'll die by your own violence. Trust Jesus, endure, and have faith. There's a better way. Another beast that rose out of the earth. The land beast, in John's context, probably represent local collaborators with Rome. West Asian political and economic powers were eager to welcome and kiss up to their Roman colonizers, even building large temples to Rome's gods to curry favor. Two horns like a lamb. The collaborators with empire are a parody of the true faith. They look like, a little like the lamb when they're really more like the dragon. I think of how often our churches sell out, looking or talking like communities of faith in Jesus, when what we most prize is the wealth and security and approval of power. It deceives the inhabitants of the earth. Empire that opposes God's way on earth does so through propaganda, promising much, working occasional wonders, but largely not delivering on its promises. The image of the beast. Roman coins had the faces of their empires on them. You couldn't participate in their economy without participating in their empire. Same for us. If you think the United States is immoral or violent or sham religious while actually godless, do you really stop buying all consumer goods that hurt the environment or hurt global workers? Do you stop paying taxes? It's not easy to disentangle from our collective sins. Its number is 666. Ah, one of Revelation's infamous symbols that's made its way into our superstitions. In John's world, this is a number of ultimate imperfection, one less than a perfect seven, magnified by three. It also, through some complicated numerology, may be code for Emperor Nero, who had been the first Roman emperor to scapegoat and slaughter followers of Jesus. A spiritual exercise to try. This week, we'll respond to the idea of judgment by practicing critique and truth-telling, noticing places in our own contemporary American consumer empire that overpromise, lie, or do violence. Reflect on places where your use of money is tied to larger injustices. Ask God where you might have freedom to lower your participation in economic injustice or propaganda. A direction for prayer. Pray for some of the largest companies or industries you can think of in your country or region. Pray that their activity and marketing will be more beneficial for residents of the earth, less exploitative or unjust, and more truthful.